Matthew, with Nelson Mandela's death in December, we heard a lot of coverage out of South Africa. You've said this is one of your favorite places on the planet. Why is that?
Not one of them. It's my favorite place on the planet. And the reason is it's a truly remarkable place. There's no other country I've been to on this planet that has more diversity. In South Africa, within just a couple hours, you can be sipping wine in a phenomenal vineyard surrounded by gorgeous mountains and zebras and ostriches. And then 2 hours later, you could be up in Kruger National Park seeing all the Big Five and staying in a gorgeous lodge. And the history is phenomenal. It dates back hundreds of thousands of years. And the culture is multiracial. It's the Rainbow Nation. It's just a fascinating place to travel to.
If I wanted to go and get Nelson Mandela's South Africa and understand the important places in his life that tell that story, where do I start?
Well, you'd have to start with Robben Island, just off the coast of Cape Town, just a 45-minute ferry ride away, is an absolutely moving place. Robben Island is one of those areas or one of the places in the world when I go to, I'm forever changed. To understand apartheid, to understand how the races were separated, the pecking order, and you're led through Robben Island and through the prison by an ex-political prisoner who actually was there during the time of Mandela. You'll see where Mandela's cell was, which was about the size of a shoebox. You'll see the quarry where he worked. And I think one of the things that is truly amazing is how he walked out of there after 18 years and practiced forgiveness.
You know, a lot of people think of vacation and they think of warm sand and umbrella drinks. And I'm not going to say there's anything wrong with those things, but why do you take a trip and decide that you want something that's maybe a little more heavy?
Many people, when they travel, they want to learn, and they want to learn about history. They want to learn about a different people. They want to actually connect with a different group of people. And I think that's one of the, perhaps the greatest thing about travel is when you go overseas and you connect with, the locals and you discuss your life with them and they talk about theirs and you find out that really we're just the same.
All right. So I got on Google and I punched in Seattle to Johannesburg. 10,000 plus miles away, almost the exact opposite side of the globe. How do I get there? How do I do this?
Well, that's an interesting question. I was just in South Africa recently, and I can actually still feel it. It's about a 29-hour flight in total getting home. So the best way to do this is break it up. You can actually go via Paris on Air France, via Amsterdam on KLM, via Frankfurt on Lufthansa, or via Dakar, Senegal, which is, I think, one of the most interesting ways to get there, via South African Airlines, and they usually have the best rates. I've noticed over the years that the flight attendants are all getting out because they have a change of flight attendants halfway through the flight, which is 9 hours into, which is Dakar, Senegal. Think about, for $200 extra, spending a couple nights in Senegal, going out and seeing this old slave fort where many Northwestern Africans were actually deported to the United States, see the beautiful beaches, go into the market. Senegal is famous for its music, and it's a great way to acclimate to the time and to the culture, and then make your way to South Africa.
A lot of history along the way.
Absolutely.
Matthew, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Matthew Brumley is the founder of Earthbound Expeditions, and he joins us to talk about travel here on KPLU. We've posted some of his pictures from South Africa on our website, kplu.org. I'm Ed Ronco, KPLU News.